The Cambridge Marketing Podcast with Kiran Kapoor. Brought to you by Cambridge Marketing College. See their range of courses and apprenticeships at marketingcollege.com.
Hello and welcome to the Cambridge Marketing Podcast. My guest today is Nick Wake, college tutor and owner and founder of Awaken Communications and Marketing Communications Consultancy. Nick, we're going to be talking about careers in content creation. So can we start with the basic one? What is content?
Morning, Kiran, and what a great question to kick off with. If I can perhaps adapt the question slightly and talk and give you a definition of content marketing. So content marketing is an umbrella term or an expression for activities that involve any of the following: words, sounds, design, animation, and video produced on behalf of an organization and disseminated through a variety of channels to help that organization achieve an objective. And what we're doing now is content marketing. So hopefully we're adding some value for those who are interested in the topic of content. And at the same time, we're reinforcing Cambridge Marketing College's credentials as a provider of marketing education services.
Okay, so I think there's several things in there to explore, but one of the things I really like was the word adding value, because I see an awful lot of people, LinkedIn is full of people like this saying, you know, create content, create content, create more content. And I always wonder about seeing content that actually maybe doesn't add value.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think, you know, content marketing is a relatively new term that covers older forms of marketing communication, but also the myriad of new channels that now exist through which we can communicate with our customers. But principles haven't changed at all. So good content should be targeted and relevant. It should seek to entertain, inform, or educate. Bad content, and you're right, there's plenty of it around, is irrelevant, boring, unwanted, and adds no value at all.
And I think, I mean, back in the day when I started my marketing career, you talked about more like copywriters as opposed to content creators. So is that fair, that that's where content creation as a career sort of started?
Yeah, most definitely. So, you know, copywriting is a specialist element of content production. What I'm finding with the junior content producers that I look after is that they if you imagine a wheel with three spokes, and those spokes are words, design, and let's say video stroke photography, that those are specialist elements of content production. And then in the middle, you've got somebody that might be regarded as an all-rounder. And I find that really helpful when I meet somebody who comes onto the program that we run with Cambridge Marketing College. I find that a really helpful way of identifying where that particular student sits, you know, what their strengths are. And then obviously, you know, we have a conversation about where they want to develop. But yes, you know, we have people who, you know, when we were starting out, Kiran, would be referred to as copywriters, or who want to be copywriters, want to specialize in words. Mm. But I think, you know, that your value as a content producer to any organization, whether you're, you know, working in-house or for an agency, is enhanced if you can develop a broader knowledge, understanding, and even some of the technical skills that are needed to produce content. And technology has really changed the landscape as well now. So it's made it easier for all-rounders to emerge, because you know, we can, with the help of tools like Canva, for example, we can all be basic designers. With the help of some of the apps on, you know, we can all be amateur video producers and editors, and you know, that content, producing content like that, can be perfectly acceptable in certain channels, you know, for certain objectives. So yeah, I think it's you know, specialisms definitely still have their place, without a doubt. And you know, it's one of the decisions that you need to make when you're developing, you know, you're finding your way in the world of content production, and, you know, trying to develop your career. Are you going to be a specialist or a generalist? But there's no doubt that technology is making it a lot easier to be an all-rounder these days.
Okay, so you said content could be word, sound, design, animation and video. And as I've indicated, when I started back in the day, I wanted to be, in fact, I originally started as a copywriter. And the design side was something that, as the copywriter, you didn't get involved in. You produced the beautiful copy, but you then handed it over to somebody else who produced the design and the photography and everything else. And you might be involved in a little bit of the briefing of that, but you certainly wouldn't be involved in actually going out and getting your hands dirty or playing with ink. That's clearly changed.
Yeah, it has, but it depends on context.
Okay, so one of the things I wanted to ask you was a sense of the quality and the time you spend on creating content. And I appreciate that one can produce quality content very quickly. One can also feel that perhaps you have to spend longer crafting it. Is that a sign of the type of material that you're creating? So would TikTok be considered to be somewhere where you had something that was slightly more rough and ready, and that was acceptable because it was behind the scenes? Is how does the quality level work?
Well, again, I think quality is something that always should be strived for. I think that there are definitely some channels where that, you know, the rough and ready approach, or let's call it, you know, authentic and real rather than sort of overly polished and artificial, works well. You know, some content is just an in the moment opportunistic piece of content that you push out really quickly, and you know, you don't have a lot of time to think about it, but you're you know, you're just reacting to an opportunity. Quite often that might be to entertain customers, you know, to have a bit of fun with something that's very timely and topical. And yeah, some of the sort of best award-winning content is content that's been produced really quickly, you know, in the moment, in response to something that's just happened.
Yes, but I know a lot of planning goes in, and the famous one is always the Oreos when the
that's right, that's
Super
right, exactly the one I was thinking about. Yeah,
yeah, and you can always, don't worry, you can always dunk in the dark. But if you actually talk to the agency that was running the Oreos account, they had tens of people there ready to do stuff. It was all, I mean, they didn't know that that's what they were going to end up with, but they had plenty of people on the ground ready to pounce on anything that happened.
Yeah, absolutely. Another good one I can think of, and a good example, is Bernie Sanders at Biden's inauguration. Sat looking very very cold in a chair, and very quickly his meme was created and planted in an IKEA chair, which then went viral as a result of, you know, lots of people then popping, you know, Bernie Sanders into different situations. But fantastic publicity for IKEA, and they reacted very, very quickly. I'm not sure they necessarily had an army of people waiting for that opportunity, but they, you know, you certainly, you know, you can imagine they've got a reasonable size in-house team. Somebody, you know, spotted the opportunity to do something really topical in the moment, and it wouldn't have worked if they didn't react really quickly.
Okay, so we've talked about there being specialisms, but also becoming an all-rounder. So tell me a little bit, because we're going to talk about content careers. So tell me a little bit about what a content creation role might look like.
Well, let me give you some examples then. Let me introduce you to some of my students. So, my first student, Jack, worked in a small agency environment. His role had a bias towards video and animation. By his own admission, he wasn't great with words, but he loved moving image. He was working with a variety of different clients. The agency had a kind of niche specialism in the broad area of sustainability and climate change. And he was at his best and happiest when he got to create and edit original video footage. Another student, Erin, is similar to Jack, but he's working in-house for Dream Automotive, which is a company that supplies body kits for, you won't mind me saying this, you can imagine boy racers if you like. He wants to pimp up their cars. And Erin's producing a lot of original video and experimenting with different publishing platforms, but still finding that YouTube is a key one. You've got Jasmine, who's also on the video side of content production, but this time for a very high-end commercial and domestic cooking appliances firm. They also produce upscale coffee machines and refrigerators. She's doing lots of original video and photography while food is being cooked or coffee being made, and everything she does has to look and feel really high end. Then you've got Charlotte, who works for an NHS trust in Peterborough. She's using the design tool Canva I mentioned earlier to push the boundaries on all aspects of their recruitment.
Okay, so I think it's possibly worth pointing out that the apprentices that you tutor are technically doing what is called a junior content producer apprenticeship. I have to say the level and the quality, I've popped into one of your groups the other day, it is incredible. I mean, it's actually jaw-dropping. And you think these are not juniors in any way, shape, or form. So it's an interesting use of the word junior there. What sort of job descriptions do you see?
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, I think it's a terrible title, junior, and it bears no resemblance to the the quality of work that these guys are putting out. It's just not a very flattering term, is it? But I have seen a few job descriptions for junior content producers. So let me just share a couple of these with you. The first one, responsibilities: collaborate efficiently with both our digital marketing and brand departments to create content that will be shared across Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and TikTok. Follow our brand vision closely, combining new creative ideas with consistent design rules. Learn to use a range of Adobe software, including Photoshop, Illustrator, and Premiere Pro. Understand the best practices for each social media platform, and learn what is required when creating content for specific campaigns and social media structures. Work alongside the team's social media schedule, updating templates consistently and on time. Produce quality video and image content for our website. Accompany the marketing team stroke sales consultant to film and photograph content for our case studies. Film and work with different departments to create live content for our social media channels. Work on advertising campaigns to promote our web shop products. Individually lead personal projects with professional support. So, I mean, first of all, I don't think there's anything that sounds junior about those
No.
responsibilities.
No.
And they are, they are broad and wide ranging. They are creative and they are technical.
They are very technical. The interesting thing about the two jobs was the first one was very, very on the video side, and the other one
Yes,
seemed
it
to have
was.
video and audio and writing as well. So it was very much an all-rounder.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, I think, hopefully that ties in with what I was saying earlier. It's a little bit like marketing, isn't it? In its broadest sense, no two marketers marketing roles are the same, and the nature of what is required on a day-to-day basis varies enormously according to context, according to the industry you're in, according to the structure of the company, according to the resource, how the company resources itself, the balance of in-house and out-of-house, your particular strengths as an individual, whether it's B2B or B2C, whether it's private, public or public sector or charitable. You know, all of these factors determine, you know, help to determine what's required on a day-to-day basis in any given role.
So we've talked a little bit about the technical side and the being a, an all-rounder or a specialist. Are there any sort of soft skills that you see coming through that really help someone in a content production role?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think, you know, the soft skills are the key to how your career develops and where you want it to develop. So, you know, take Christine, who's keen to get more involved in the original creative concept and, you know, is struggling a bit with being just sort of, you know, pigeonholed and told this is your particular area of responsibility. You know, the key to that is relationship building, you know, your ability to build relations, to be proactive, good internal communication skills. That you can't just sort of sit back and wait for it to happen. So I think, you know, soft skills are just as important. If you want your career to develop and grow and you're keen to take on more responsibility, you know, I'm sure there are some content producers who perhaps all they ever want to do is just film and edit great video. And if that's all they ever want to do, that's absolutely fine. And they'll be focused on making sure that they stay up to date with all the, you know, all the emerging technology, and they'll be honing their technical skills and so on and so on. But if you're, you know, remotely interested in, you know, running a team, for example, or, you know, progressing up, taking on more responsibility, then you need to develop those soft skills. And actually, some of those soft skills sessions, you know, that we run as part of the Junior Content Producer Program are the ones that the students really enjoy. One of the early ones we do is we ask them to, read some content on team dynamics and the qualities of a good team member, and then we ask them to reflect on where they think they do well as a team member and where they might like to improve, and to provide examples to support their reflections. And those sessions are really good. They really enjoy them, and I really enjoy them.
You never know quite what you're going to learn in sessions like that. Nick Wake, that was a great overview of content production careers and the width and the extent of a career in content production, which has moved incredibly into all sorts of areas. Thank you very much for your time.
It's been an absolute pleasure, Kieran. Thank you very much.
The Cambridge Marketing Podcast from Cambridge Marketing College, training marketing and PR professionals across the globe.